Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and I want to finish up today with the rock and roll music. Did God give us rock and roll? And my answer certainly is no. I do not believe for a moment that it's anything godly about rock and roll. I don't believe there's anything godly about Christian rock and roll. I know that'll raise a few eyebrows and get the hair on the back of a few people's necks rising up, but that's just the way I believe. It's the way I feel, and I believe it's biblical. But anyway, let's ask ourselves, why did God create music to start with? Well, I believe God created music to praise and glorify Him. I believe that. In the Bible, it talks a lot about David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord, and all manner of instruments made of fir wood, harps, timbrels, cornets, cymbals, those kinds of things. And, that was what David did. Psalm, it says, praise Him with your timbrels and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. So, God's music was intended, to minister to Him. And since that's the case, it often invoked prophecy while it was being performed. I believe, 1 Chronicles 25:1-3, it talked about that. And then it says also it was used by David to rebuke an evil spirit the Lord had put upon Saul because of his disobedience. God's holy music generates peace and is can be used actually for depression even. You listen to good gospel music, it's got a message, it's got a sound that brings peace to you and praise to the Lord. Actually the opposite could be said of rock and roll music. It's anxiety, it gets you all anxious, it's unrest, it's angst, aggression, demonic oppression, and to its listeners. Actually, they did some scientific studies that showed that a steady diet of rock music was negatively affected laboratory mice, and it even killed some plants, as opposed to aiding them in growth through more peaceful music, such as classical music. That's astounding, but I know it's weird, but it seems to be a reality. Music was created by God and intended to glorify Him, yet, we can look at the performers who glorify themselves all the time, strutting around, they show off their bodies, as the one guy said, basking in idolatrous praise for their fans. The same goes for many of the, Christian artists, also rock artists. They dress to draw attention to themselves all the time, to their bodies. They dance for some of them don't even wear a shirt. They strut around for the girls. They dance around provocatively. They mimic the worldly person's persona of secular rock and roll music and the artist. It wasn't too long ago, this there lady was from this article was talking about she saw a music video of a well-known Christian singer. She performed her whole song while sitting on a big bed dressed in a tight-fitting sweater. Her voice was sultry and seductive, and when she got up from the bed at the end of the video, she made an obscene gesture towards her body. She was not promoting any kind of holiness, but whoredom. And that's sad. Why in the world would you want to do something like that? It's sick. It just goes along with what we're saying. Rock and roll music's about sex, drugs, and idolatry. The Bible tells us in Romans to, not be conformed to this world. I believe that's Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, by the renewing of your mind, so you can, prove what's good and what's acceptable and perfect will of God. So, we that's what we're supposed to be doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. So, you certainly can't be a Christian rock and roll band with all the demonic signs, symbols, and sounds that you play and claim that you're Christian when you take one look at you'd swear that you were demonic, you know, and secular. So, you know, 2 Corinthians 6, it tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate, remember? Touch not the unclean thing. So, you know, we really need to remember that that's exactly what it's supposed to be. Third Day, who's a Christian rock band, Third Day said they had a comment concerning their worship music. Said worship has to come from the heart and be sincere. Let me read this again. Worship has to come from the heart and be sincere. So we've been really wary about jumping on a worship music bandwagon. That was CCM in September 1999. So it's documented that they said that. They're wary about getting on a worship music bandwagon because it's supposed to be from the heart and sincere. Well, what are they singing about? And that's what, one would ask themselves. So, you know, that's what Christian music is intended for, is to worship God. So what are these guys saying? Are they actually saying that they don't want to jump on the worship music bandwagon because they don't sincerely worship from the heart with sincerity? As Christians, we're supposed to come out from among them, as I said earlier, and be separate. Yet, these rock artists, they want to be just like the secular bands. They want to be just like them. That's crazy. Just crazy. That same band, Third Day, on one of their album covers, they use satanic and occultic symbolism on their album covers. One of them's got a thing, the Lazy Eight symbol, which signifies Lucifer's eternal victory, as well as reincarnation and karma. That's what that thing symbolizes. They got another symbol, a winged disc, which represents a demon deity and the omnipresence of the sun god Ra. It's also a sign that flying winged disc is of the New World Order. So these satanic symbols are found on the album covers of the secular rock band Journey. The same ones are on a secular rock band. So, they're not being separate. They're being just like these guys, just like them. Toby McKeon from DC Talk, a Christian group, told USA Today, sometimes being labeled a Christian band, we consider that a negative. He also said, Toby McKeon from DC Talk, Billboard Magazine, November 11th, 1995, he said, our goal has always been to be out there on a mainstream level. Amy Grant the book Amy Grant, Bob Miller wrote in New York, 1986, page 169. There's a thing from Amy Grant. She said, why isolate yourself? Your life isolates you enough. I'm isolated when I walk into a room and somebody says, she's a Christian, and nobody offers me a joint, and all the cocaine disappears. That's pretty sick. That's just pretty sick. These are Christian artists now, keep in mind. I don't know quite what to say about that, but I don't know. I don't know. I get amazed continuously, and I know you hear me say this a lot, but it is. I get amazed that parents will let their kids listen to this stuff. And I know some of these parents that are really into this Christian rock and roll also. And it just makes you wonder what really is going on, in their minds, You got a guy like Brandon Reich. He's a dead poetic guy. He said this in Hard Metal Magazine, July, August of 2006. He said, we've been through different stages in our lives as far as our Christianity goes. We started this band with the sole purpose to praise and worship God. That was the point. We'd do an altar call at every show because that's what we knew. Then we decide, well, let's just say something about our faith. We're not necessarily going to do an altar call at every show, but let's just say something. Then you just get to the point where you realize this just doesn't work. We don't want to be viewed as this cheesy Christian band. We want to be viewed as a real band. That's Brandon Reich of Dead Poetic. He made that comment. That's a Christian band who can't stand to be thought of as a Christian band, a cheesy Christian band. They want to be viewed as a real band. Well, what's a real band? I guess this, this garbage, I guess, is. You know, Keith Richards of Rolling Stone magazine said, "We receive our songs by inspiration like at a seance." Michael Jackson, very popular guy before he passed away, he said, "When I hit the stage, it's all of a sudden a magic from somewhere that comes, and the spirit just hits you, and you just lose control of yourself." He said that in Teen Beat, a tribute to Michael Jackson, summer 1984, page 27. See, there's just a lot of stuff out there. You know, these Christian bands are emulating these secular bands, and it's wrong. The Eagles in Hotel California, Eagles are a very popular rock band, and on their album they have Anton LaVey standing there. He's the high priest of the satanic movement. It's just amazing. Aleister Crowley, famous Satanist. His calling card read 666 the Beast. It's just sick. He's also a 33rd degree Freemason. I don't understand people that allow this to be part of their lives and claim it's okay to be a Christian band playing rock and roll music, when just some of the stuff we tell you here shows that rock and roll music is pretty satanic. It's very satanic. You know, it's mad. Led Zeppelin in Houses of the Holy, one of their songs said, "Let the music be your master. Won't you heed the master's call? Oh, Satan and man." Unbelievable, huh? Isn't that just unbelievable? Ozzy Osbourne, who everybody, like I said before, thinks is cool, he sang of Crowley, Aleister Crowley, in his song Mr. Crowley. Osbourne's also a Satanist and former member of Black Sabbath who sold their souls for rock and roll. You know, just some of this stuff, just amazing. Just amazing what some of this stuff will do, you know. It's crazy. And I believe, without a doubt in my mind, that we have to, we just really have to get our kids to understand, our Christian children to understand, that rock and roll has a foundation that started from evil, and it's still evil today. And if you're going to have Christian rock and roll emulating secular rock and roll, it's going to be evil. You cannot take the things of this world and make them Christian. It doesn't work that way. You take rock and roll music and play it and listen to it, you're going to see that most of it is just unbelievably nasty stuff. What they call Christian rock and roll is gross. Now, there's good Christian music out there. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good stuff. But you get these guys, you know, POD, their name is called Paid on Death or something like that. You look on our ForgottenWord.org website, you'll find articles about these different bands and Jason and DeMarco and POD and all these things. There's some sick stuff out there. You turn some of that music on, and there's some on there to listen to. You turn that on, and boy, it's the growling and the howling that's going on. It's just, boy, it's just sounds just like it's coming right out of the pit of hell. So what? Where's the glorification to the Lord? Where's the honor to the Lord? It's sad. Well, listen, I got to run. Been great to be with you again this week. God bless each one of you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend coming up. Want you to understand that we're here to help you. We're here to bring some things to your attention that you might not necessarily hear anywhere else. So we hope we're doing that. If you got suggestions, you know, email us. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about. We'll be glad to do it. Listen, love you. Jesus loves you. Live for Him. God bless you. And you know what? We'll see you again next week. Amen. Amen.